innovative music I've ever heard.
I'm ready for my next one.
Oh, I think one is enough, little one.
Mommy.
Now, Olivia, I am not going to look into those sorry eyes. I'm with Denise on this.
Okay.
Can I get anybody anything?
You can get her a big glass of water, thank you.
Can I have cherries and grapes in the please?
Is that okay with you, Ma?
Oh, actually, I'm her stepmom. Paula's her mother.
Oh, and you're here together at the same table?
Well, of course. I mean, we like each other.
Whoa.
Should we let Olivia have her floating fruit drink now?
Yeah.
I think so.
Coming right up.
Hey, ladies.
Hey, Theo.
How you doing?
What are you guys doing here?
We saw a movie together.
Oliver Twist.
Oh, isn't that where all those little kids live in the nasty orphanage and get the paddle every time they ask for more porridge?
Mm-hmm. It was scary.
It reminded me of a private school I went to.
Oh, come on. It couldn't have been that bad.
They gave you plenty to eat. But if you didn't pay attention in class or you made mistakes, you'd get whacked with a ruler.
Wow, I'm glad we didn't get whacked with a ruler in my high school. I mean, with my grades, I would have had to wear a helmet.
You know, I've often thought about all those kids that got whacked in my school and wondered how many of them had learning disorders.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Well, I think that's why I'm taking education classes.
Wow, I wish I had somebody like you to help me with my dyslexia when I started having problems. I mean, I would have been a super student by now.
Mommy, I have to go to the bathroom, please.
Okay, sweetheart, let's go. We'll be right back.
You know, Fee, I think it's amazing how openly you talk about your dyslexia.
Well, I'm just glad to know what I have. I mean, high school was rough.
You had it rough at home, too, huh?
Yeah, I had to deal with people calling me lazy and stupid.
I know. Mom and Dad should not have said those things to you.
Mom and Dad, you were the one who called me lazy and stupid.
Did.
Yes, Denise, all the time.
I'm sorry. Here I was, your big sister. I should have been giving you support, and I was being insensitive and cruel.
Well, that's cool, because behind your back, I was calling you a scatterbrain and a flake.
This is heavy.
That's right. Dirty laundry is heavy. After you wash it, it gets lighter.
Dad, you don't have to tell me that. I've been doing laundry for 2 years.
Yes. But you see, you've been doing laundry the wrong way. See, your idea of doing laundry is to take all of this, put it in the machine, then pick up a box of the detergent, and then just keep doing like this until your arms get tired. Then you put that down, and then you just turn everything on hot. Boom.
So?
That's why my underwear is purple. Now, I want you to learn how to separate this. You take this out, you put the whites over here and the colors over there. And you see, I think you're mature enough now to do that.
Aw, man. When I want to stay up late and watch TV, you say I'm just a kid. But when you have grunt work for me to do, then I'm mature.
Now, let me show you how to measure this. See? Okay, well, there's clothes in here already, but I'll show you how to measure this. Oh, this is Theo's stuff. All right. As soon as I get Theo's stuff out of here, I'll measure this for you and this down here. And I don't think so. All of this is not Theo's.
That's definitely not Theo's.
Is this yours?
That's not mine. I'm not that mature yet.
Mom?
In the kitchen.
Hi.
Where's Olivia?
Oh, this is Week and she spends with her mom. Mom, something amazing happened to me today.
Yes?
I was sitting at the cafe with Paula, and she was just telling me her experiences about working with children who have learning problems. And then Theo joined us, and he told us how rough he had it in school because of dyslexia. And then something hit me like a bolt of lightning. I realized what I want to do. Mom, I want to be a teacher. I want to work with children who have learning disabilities.
Very nice, Denise.
Well, now I know in the past I've made announcements about my life and I haven't really followed through on them. But Mom, I mean it this time.
Sweetheart, I applaud your ambition, but just let me point out to you that to accomplish what you're talking about is going to take some years of schooling and very hard
work. I know, but this feels so right to me. I'm ready to commit.
Hey.
Dad!
Hey.
I want to be a teacher.
Oh, well, good. Is any of this stuff yours?
No, excuse me. I can't believe this. I've just made a very important announcement. You're asking me to identify laundry. You're doing your crossword puzzle. Doesn't anyone in this house take me seriously?
Yeah, well, Rudy's in the basement.
Dad? Mom, I am serious. I'm ready to commit.
To what? A home?
I'm gonna go call Martin.
Why are you wandering around the house carrying those things?
I'm wandering around the house carrying these things because I found these things mixed up in our son's laundry.
Those are not men's things.
You're kidding.
I would deduce that these belong to a certain young college female who is involved with the aforementioned college male.
Well, do you think that young Justine has been frequenting our son's apartment?
There is that possibility. Why don't I call that apartment and see?
Well, I didn't mean to cause trouble.
It's quite all right. I just want to know. Yes, is Theo there? This is his mother. Who are you? Anthony? Anthony, you live there? Well, how many people are living there, Anthony? Darling, make up your mind. Is it 3 or 4? I see. Well, listen, if you hear from Theo, tell him that his parents are looking for him. Thank you. That is the third time this week that I have called that apartment, and no one knows where Theo is. I'll just call Justine. Yes. Now, what are you... I know Theo's voice. No, Theo answered the phone and he hung up. Oh, no.
Deputy dog.
Now they've got the answering machine on with that construction music playing in the background. Hello, Justine. This is Mrs. Huxtable. Listen, if you see Theo, would you please tell him to come to our house this afternoon? Thank you. And Theo, I know you can hear me.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Danny said you called the apartment?
Yes, son. You left a load of clothes in the washing machine.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had to run off to class. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, we did it for you.
Hey, thanks.
Now, you didn't mix any of our clothes in with yours, did you?
No.
And you're not doing other people's laundry for them, are you?
No.
Well, we have some things here from your wash that we think you'd like to see.
Yeah. Now, is this yours? And is this yours? And this is not yours. I hope.
These are Justine's.
Son, where are you currently residing?
You mean, where do I receive my mail?
No, I mean, where do you live?
At the moment, I'm in transition.
Could you make a transition from there over to here and then make another transition where you tell us the truth?
Okay. Justine's roommate dropped out of school, so she was going to be stuck with the whole rent for the rest of the semester. And since I'm a gentleman, I agreed to help her out.
So you moved in?
Right.
When?
3 weeks ago.
What about your apartment?
Well, I found Danny and Glenn a replacement, Anthony. And he's very compatible to their living style and study habits. Now everybody's happy.
Do we look happy?
Each month, I give you a check to pay the rent on your apartment. Are you using that check now to pay the rent at Justine's?
Oh, well, not all of it. Justine's rent is much lower.
So what are you doing with the leftover money?
I opened up a bank account.
What about the bed and the refrigerator that we bought you?
Well, I'm renting those to Anthony.
And you're taking all that money and putting it in your bank account?
Yeah.
So you're really saving a lot of money.
Yep.
Theo, we sent you to college to get an education, son, not to move in with your girlfriend. And the money that we give you is for rent for an apartment that you're supposed to be living in with a couple of guys named Danny and Glenn. That's where we expect you to study, to eat, and to live.
Mom, it's not like I'm living with a stranger.
We sent you to college to get an education, not move in with your girlfriend or take money from us and do dishonest things with you. You never told us about these things and weren't going to.
What if Justine's parents say it's okay?
Justine's parents can say anything they like. You belong to us. Do her parents have any idea that you're living together?
Not yet. We're going to tell them the same time we told you.
Well, how are you going to do that? Leave your underwear in her laundry?
Now, see, I know Justine's parents, and Mr. and Mrs. Phillips are not going to be thrilled with this at all. And if you continue, we're cutting off your living expenses.
But do you guys realize how many kids at school live together?
What has that got to do with us? Now, I'm not saying that these people have taken a wrong turn in life and are going downhill and will never amount to anything. But we do have our own point of view on this subject, if that's all right with you.
You know, I don't understand why you want me to do this. I mean, can't you see how much this means to me? For 19 years, I've done everything you've wanted me to do. I've never given you any real trouble. I don't use drugs. I'm not out late partying. I mean, that bank account I opened should show you guys I'm not spending my money stupidly. Plus, I'm working very hard in school. Living with Justine has been good for my study habits. I mean, she helps me organize. You know, just because you guys give me money doesn't mean you can control my life. You know, if you guys aren't going to get behind us on this, then Justine and I will just have to figure out a way to do it on our own and live our own lives.
He told you.
Edie, may I please have another refill?
You know, I've been bringing you water for the last half hour. I can't keep doing it, even though you've been a good customer in the past.
Hey, I'm just trying to save a little money.
Well, I'm just trying to make a little money.
Come on, please.
Okay, but I'll be needing this table soon.
Thanks, Edie.
Hi.
Hey. How'd it go with your parents?
Not well. The way they reacted made your parents seem understanding.
Really?
Theo, my dad is looking for you.
I don't get it. I mean, your father and I have always gotten along so well. Remember he took me to a Knicks game?
Well, he won't be doing that anymore. They said if I continue to live with you, I'll be getting money only for my tuition.
Okay. Sounds like if we're gonna do this, we're gonna do it on our own.
You're right.
Justine, do you love me?
You know I do.
Well, it's situations like these that make a couple find out exactly who they are.
You're right. We can do this.
Now, if I get a job and you get a job, we won't have to live by our parents' rules. And we can be together, living our lives.
Yeah, and if it gets too expensive, we can move upstate and go to a cheaper school. Everything's cheaper up there.
We can live a new life.
We're talking about a major change here, Theo.
I know. Maybe the worst thing we could do now is rush into this. I mean, there are times to go for it, then times to lay back and not force things.
I've never really defied my parents like this.
Now, just because we're reconsidering doesn't mean we don't still love each other.
I brought an extra water. I thought you might want to treat your girlfriend.
When you cook your turkey on our vertical turkey rack, it comes out so tender you can actually slice it with a stalk of celery. Watch. Now, how much would you expect to pay for this roasting rack made of spot-welded stainless steel? $59.95?
$19.95.
Win three vertical mini racks for cooking Cornish game hens.
$69.95.
Plus a recipe booklet which includes over 15 years of my recipes. $79.95.
I told you, $19.95.
The turkey rack, the game hen roasters, and the recipe book, all for
$19.95.
And if you're one of the first 50 callers, you'll get free of charge this apron with my picture on it. Call this number now. Our operators are standing by, but...
No, 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 don't do that, dear. I have to call the number for the rack.
You're not buying that thing.
But, yeah, but I have to, dear, because it's the new rack that's coming out, the roach rack.
Cliff, you already have that rack in the basement, in a box, where it's been sitting for the past month.
But I don't have the apron with his picture on it.
Hi! So I know when I talked to you guys before that you didn't believe me, so... Well, now hold it, you guys! Now, I know you didn't take me seriously before, but I want to tell you how serious I am. You see this book? This is a book that Paula recommended to me about learning disorders. I picked it up at the NYU bookstore. I've already read 3 chapters on the subway coming home. You guys, I want this.
You sound serious.
Well, I am. Mom, Dad, I've never felt this way about anything in my life. You know, Paula was telling me that there's some children that need to be taught differently. I want to learn how to do that. I want to educate myself. If I get accepted into a school in Rhode Island, Olivia and I are out of here.
Denise, do you know how difficult it would be to go to school and raise a child with your husband at sea for weeks at a time?
Well, look at Paula. She's back in school. She's getting her degree.
Well, of course Paula's back in school, honey. You're raising Paula's child. You're married to Paula's husband.
Oh, yeah. God.
Honey, don't worry about getting out of here, okay? You can stay as long as you need to.
Thanks, Mom. I'm gonna go do some more reading. I'm so excited.
Let me ask you a question. You had her out of here. And then you reeled her back in. Why?
We have waited so long for Denise to get serious about anything. This is something she really wants to do. And Martin is at sea for weeks at a time. She's at home alone with Olivia. Honey, she needs our help.
Who is going to help me?
Mom, Dad, Justine and I talked it over and we decided we're not going to live together. It just wasn't the right time.
Oh, I'm so thankful that you've come to this conclusion.
Now, I know when I left here, it was under some strain, and I'm sure we all said some things that we're sorry about.
Not me.
Okay, well, I know I said some things that I'm sorry about. But I'm sure we're all big enough to forgive each other.
Not me.
Look, Mom, I'm not living with Justine.
Please, don't sit on my sofa.
When are you going to get it, Theo? This is not just about living with Justine. It's about going behind our backs and doing something and then lying to our faces about what it is you're doing.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It was not too long ago you stood right here and you said something to the effect that we were controlling you with our money and that if we thought that you were just going to do whatever, to you and Justine... going to go on with your life. Now, did you happen to think ahead of time what would happen if we said, no, you can't come back here to live?
No, I didn't.
Of course you didn't, because we're your safety net. You always do this. You go out into the world and you mess up. Why? You know we're sitting in this house waiting to take you back in. It's always been that way.
I know, Mom.
You come back into this house, you listen to the speech we give, just like the one your father just gave. You go right back out there in the world, you mess up, and you always get to come back into the house again. Well, honey, I'm sorry. I have had enough. I do not have the strength to give you the permission to come back into this house.
So you guys are saying I can't move back in?
I think you're getting close to what...
You mean you're gonna send me out there without a home in the cold and the rain?
Now, how long are you going to let this fool hang out there?
Until he apologizes for real. Honey, I'm a little concerned now. It's been 2 hours since Theo left, and we haven't heard from him.
Please, dear, don't worry about it. The boy is probably down there on campus. He's got 1,000 friends. He can go in. He can sleep on their couch. He can sleep on their floor. He can borrow a bed from somebody who's gone away for the weekend. He can borrow a bed from one of the students who's gone forever. Hello? Yes, Mr. Phillips, how are you, sir? Yeah, okay. Well, good, we'll work together on it. Okay, bye-bye, thank you.
Well?
Well, that was Justine's father, and Justine is living back at her apartment, and Theo is staying at her parents' house.
Oh, he must have really felt sorry for him.
Not really. Justine's father just wants to make sure that if we don't know where Theo is, he does.
The Cosby Show was taped in front of a studio audience.